scored a goal. Actually, we've scored three. Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like and get involved in the comment section down below. So this concludes our couple of episodes on England before the World Cup starts. And we've learned very little.
Nothing.
We've learned very little. It's been same old faces that he trusts, that based on tonight's game, one of them had an absolute mare, but we could have probably told you that before these two games were going to happen. I think the less we say about the first half, the better, because it was pretty drab. Not much going on. Both sides had a couple of half chances. Second half, we might as well get into that then. A Maguire error, passed it to sort of their player, gave away a penalty. Havertz with a banger into the top corner. And then Justin, England came to life when, as you would put it, the handbrake was took off. We started to play with a bit of drive. We started to sort of, Saka started to drive, and we looked better for that period, didn't we?
Yeah, massively. It's a joke, really. I wouldn't say the handbrake was taken off. The handbrake was forced off, visibly, you know, forced to come off. And that's what it always takes with Southgate's teams, doesn't it? It takes you to be down, behind, out of the game, and then you have to then rely on the players on the pitch to get you out of it. So then he almost goes, okay, lads, just have a go now. Just have a go. Try and do anything. Try, you know, run at them. Do everything opposite to what we've been doing for 70 minutes. And all of a sudden, shock horror, the ball gets in the box. The quality players we've got start opening them up and we start scoring goals. It's a miracle. It's a Southgate miracle. And he'll take all the blame. He'll take all the credit after the game. He'll say some. I mean, it's just literally just finished. I guarantee you, we're saying we were solid for 70 minutes. We was in the game. We were trying to score. We were trying to open them up. You know, and then they scored against the run of play. And then we decided to go for it. Absolute codswallop. It's absolute codswallop. The team he sets up and the way he sets out to play is awful. It's awful. He plays seven defenders, another centre midfielder, and then he's got three up front. I mean, the amount of times Harry Kane and was on his own and nobody on him, and then you have a break, and whoever was breaking, there'd be no one up there with him. It's pathetic. You know, for an England manager with the players we've got at our disposal, and in that 11-minute spell where we just had a go at them and we just thought, 2-0 down, nothing to lose, let's just go for it. And all of a sudden, things started happening. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. This isn't a very good Germany side, just like it wasn't a very good Italy side. You know, and we didn't deserve to win the game, in my opinion. I think a draw was probably a fair result in the end. But that first 70 minutes was dreadful, absolutely dreadful. I mean, Harry Maguire, I don't even blame Harry Maguire anymore, because I think it's the manager. He shouldn't be anywhere near the squad, let alone that first 11. I mean, you just watch that penalty, watch the misplaced pass, and then the ridiculous effort to try and win the ball back. That's Harry Maguire in a nutshell. That's why Harry Maguire doesn't play for Man United now, because he's not good enough. Yet our England manager deems him to be undroppable for England. And that's not me having to go at Harry Maguire the person. It's just Harry Maguire the footballer. He's not good enough to play for England. You know, I am, you know, for me, that, you know, this side says it all. If we are going to do anything in that World Cup, it's not going to happen. We have to get rid of the manager, because he is the only person holding us back from being a competitive, good England team, because we have got some of the best players I've seen in my lifetime in this squad. You know, we went through the Ferdinands, the Beckhams, the Gerrards, the Scholes era, the Owen, and we didn't do anything. I think, you know, this group we've got potentially are fantastic. Some of the attacking players we've got, the players wasn't even on the bench tonight. If we only had a manager that had an inkling of a clue how to get the best out of them, we would be a threat in this World Cup. I've no doubt about it. But as it stands, we're just going to limp through the group stages, and the first half-decent team we come up against, he won't have a clue and he'll get knocked out.
Well, my little permutation of what's going to happen at this World Cup, and clip it now, we are going to have a performance like that, where the first half, it's 0-0, it's tight, there's nothing in it, and we're just going to concede a goal on the 70 sort of minute, and then we'll be out of the tournament. Because my main problem with him is, and we've started to see this now in the Premier League, and we've started to see, you know, watching Villa, is that proactive managers make changes when it's not going well. And, you know, even these last two games, at halftime, I'd have probably made a tactical change. I'd have probably made a substitution, because I don't see what we're waiting for. It always, to me, when I'm watching England, it feels like we're waiting to concede. We're either waiting to concede, or we're just gonna, or we're gonna score and try and limp home. I just see him being very reactive, and we saw it in the semi final against Croatia. We saw it in the final against Italy. Is that we're just not tactically there. And you know, fair play, we did get back in the game today, but it was last chance saloon. We were trying to throw the kitchen sink at it. And normally, you know, you can normally get that next goal or you just carved open again. So, I don't know. I just don't...
He's not the manager of San Marino, is he? He's not the manager. We're not a minnow. We're not a small... It's the tactics of a team going to the World Cup that he's just glad to be there. Let's play five at the back. Let's not concede. Let's try and nick a goal on the break. Let's try and... I don't know. We're England. We've got a brilliant set of players. We should be going in with four. We don't need five at the back. We've got enough quality in the midfield, up front, to hurt teams.
The problem that I've sort of got is that when you've had a manager that's been the manager of a side for a prolonged period of time, you would imagine that the philosophy would evolve. The more you're in the job, the more you start playing better and more of an attractive football, more of a style of play. Now, the only style of play that I see when I'm watching England is that we just hoof the ball to Harry Kane. That is all I see us doing. And it's just a massive problem. I haven't seen us evolve from, and I've seen certain fans on social media say, yeah, but we got to a semi-final, we got to a final. That's okay saying that, but we didn't win them. We didn't win it.
That honestly frustrates the hell out of me, because we have only had the success we have, and by success I mean a semi-final and a final, is in spite of Gareth Southgate, not because of Gareth Southgate. We've got as far as we've got in tournament because of the individual quality of the players that we possess in our squad. At the key moments in games, we've won them because of players. And it's not because we've battered teams or we've outplayed teams or we've dominated games. Because he doesn't do that. He sets us up defensively to bore teams to death and try and nick something on the break. But when we've seen us backs against the wall and go a goal down, like today, that's when you see us suddenly come to life. When he has to change it, when he's forced to change it, when he's forced to change his mentality and his formation, that's when you see England suddenly wake up. Oh my God, we've got to do something. When you ask him to go and set a team out to start a game, it's 0-0, and you've got to set it up tactically, formation-wise, and you've got to... It's then manager against manager. Who's got the nous to outwit the other manager? Who can set their team up to beat that other manager? He's clueless. And against the big teams in the big games, the Croatia and the Italy games, the two games that mattered the most, where we could have won something, he didn't have a clue. He was clueless how to change that game. And that's the key moments when your top managers win you those games, in my opinion.
It's really frustrating. So there are no games now. I think there's 53 days until the World Cup. We started against Iran, then we've got USA, and then we've got Wales. I think we meet France in the quarters. So that would be the first big, big, big test. How do you see it going then?
If you're saying Kylian Mbappe against Harry Maguire, can we just withdraw from the tournament now? It'd just be pointless. It'd be embarrassing. It will be. It'll be embarrassing. And I'm never a downer. I'm so positive, and I love England. I'm not like a lot of club football fans who would always, 1,000,000%, always put their club against their country. I've seen them both as important for me. I'd love England to win a World Cup as much as I'd love Villa to win the Premier League or the league. I wouldn't split. No, I wouldn't say I'd rather one than the other. I want to win both of them. I want to be greedy. So I'm not negative about England because I want to see us win something. I would have been so happy if we'd have won that last tournament when we got to the final. It would have meant so much to the nation. But we won't because of the manager. And when he gets knocked out again with a lacklustre performance, what they're going to do then? Surely then that's the end of Southgate. And we don't. It's a waste of another tournament, isn't it? It's a waste of another World Cup. That's two World Cups he would have wasted with quality players at his disposal.
Do you know another point that I'd like to make about these last two games is because of the form, because of the position we've been in, because we've been under pressure since we lost to Hungary, it has meant that we haven't been able to use any of the fringe players. We haven't been able to see Bowen. We haven't been able to see Tomori. We haven't been able to see Ivan Toney, Tammy Abraham. We've seen none of these players. So going into this tournament now, what can we adjust? Do you know what I mean? Because we haven't seen none of them.
I mean, Tomori, didn't he win the Serie A last year with AC Milan? He hasn't had a minute. He hasn't had 1 minute. That's one position, whether you like Maguire or not, that's one position where we need players. You know, he's decided to leave Mings out for whatever reason. So you've now got John Stones, who's got an injury, who for me was a shoo-in to start. And you got Maguire, who, if he starts that first game, which he will, we all know he will, we all know because we're playing crap teams like Iran and America aren't that good. And obviously Wales will be a tough one because of who they are. And we'll probably win them all, just scrape through them all. It'll be like, oh, you know, he's got a clean sheet against Iran. Well done. I'll pick a team to get a clean sheet against Iran. So with the players we need, like Tomori, who should be getting minutes. What was the point? What was the point in calling up Ivan Toney? The most informed.
What did I say? I said there was no point calling him up because he's not going to feature in the World Cup. What is the point? You can't even play Tammy Abraham. The other thing about Tomori, so he was in Italy with Serie A, right? So he had to fly all the way to England to train. Then he had to fly all the way back to Milan to play for Italy. He didn't play. He had to fly all the way back to England, right, to look forward to playing Germany, and he hasn't even been in the squad. What's the point?
I mean, he picked a 26-man squad for two games, and he can only name 23 players. So you got three players that weren't even getting on the bench. I don't think I've ever gone into a tournament so disheartened as I'm this, yet with such good players that we have blatantly got. And if the FA can't see that, I've always said it, you need somebody who's an England manager who's tactically astute, but he's also can get the best out of a squad of players because of the limited time you have with them. And Southgate can't do either. I'm sorry, he can't. He was done for me after Croatia. He should have been because it should have been. We went 1-0 up against Croatia in the World Cup, and they weren't great. Croatia, they weren't great. They had one good player. And we all knew who that player was, and he didn't shut him down. If he'd have shut him down in that game, he ripped us apart. He's the one that turned the game on the head for them. Yeah, he couldn't. He didn't have the tactical nous. Oh, I know. I'll just shut down Modric because everything goes through Luka Modric. He's the best player on the pitch. We're 1-0 up. Let's shut him down and let tactically. That's what you do. Oh no. We're 1-0 up. We'll just carry on. And everyone could see the wave upon wave of pressure that was building up. We knew the goal was coming. You know, it ain't rocket science, is it?
No, it's frustrating. But hopefully some of you that don't normally watch us have enjoyed our content. We will be back before the World Cup. We'll be doing not just England, but we did England these last few because it was just our last few games. But, you know, we'll do the opening game. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the big games in the knockout stages. We'll cover England as well. And we'll cover Wales as well for you guys that support Wales as well. So hopefully you've enjoyed our content and you've enjoyed it and you've had a little moan in the comment section just like we have. But yeah, let's see how we do in the main event now. So thank you for watching and see you before the World Cup starts.
Southgate out.